Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. We got a couple of guests with us at the same time this half hour. Jim Simpson and Pat Hagen are here. They're CEO and CCO, both co-founders of Crelo, which is matchmaker for tenants and office space commercial property matchmaking. And they're here to talk to us, give us a report on how the industry is going and what they're doing to help them. Jim Simpson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for inviting us.
Hey, Pat. Welcome to Pat Hagen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
So you guys are partners. How's that working out?
Well, it works out great. Jim and I have worked together for off and on for nearly 20 years.
So you guys have known each other a long time. You know enough about where each other's bodies are buried that you probably get along all right, right?
Absolutely, that's right.
So, talk to us about why you decided to get into the commercial property business, Jim.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this is Jim. I've been a commercial real estate owner and renter through my career in various businesses. And, you know, the commercial real estate industry really operates pretty much the same way it did 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's still two middlemen, basically, in every deal, the tenant broker and the landlord broker. And there really just haven't been any innovations like we've seen in, for instance, travel or investing or even dating, you know. And we think that Pat and I have a long experience of working together with technology and marketing, and we thought that there was a void in the marketplace, and we're trying to fill a gap.
Well, so what is that void, Pat? Explain where the pain was.
Well, I'd say that, you know, the industry overall is still dependent on listing databases. The problem is that listing data is unreliable. You know, it doesn't capture the shadow spaces that are out there, spaces mm-hmm. that a landlord knows is available because someone's going to be rolling off their lease shortly. But the databases have no way of knowing that. It's also expensive and difficult for small business owners to access that data. And we just think that tenants and brokers both need better tools to get deals done. And, you know, Crelo was created to enable the commercial real estate industry to serve small businesses, specifically small businesses, serve them better.
So you're giving tenants and landlords a little more flexibility and are making them a little less beholden to the agents. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, we like to refer to it as a reverse marketplace. So that it starts with the demand on the part of the tenant. They say, look, I'm in need of 5,000 square feet of office space in this part of town, and I want these amenities, features, this price range. And then the industry, the people, the landlords, the landlord reps who have the space, come to them.
And then go direct and cut out the two middlemen.
They have the opportunity to. We also enable tenant reps to use our same deal board. So it can work either way. A tenant can work direct. Or their tenant rep can use.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with realtors or agents or folks like that until they start acting like they're the only game in town. Until they start telling people that you can't sell your house unless you go through a realtor. When they start saying stuff like that, and that's when I got a problem. That's the reason why I like the kind of things that you guys are doing. I like sellbyowner.com and I've forgotten some of the other whole residential websites. I like those because people ought to have choices, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's right. But, Jim, this is Jim. So the issue also is that the way that the industry is monetized, the way that these brokers and agents are monetized, is on a commission basis. And as Pat alluded to, small businesses have a difficult time getting the attention of qualified brokers because it just doesn't pay to represent a small business. So what we tried to do is we've created a website that is a real frictionless way for a broker to take a small requirement or small business and post their requirement on the internet and attract the attention of the marketplace and make it real easy for them to connect with each other.
Is there is this a national, are you guys representing people all over the country?
This is Pat. We're actually in six cities right now, Minneapolis area, Denver, Phoenix, Houston, San Francisco, and Seattle.
Okay.
And we're on pace to roll out nationally in the months ahead.
Yeah, so over the next few months, then you guys might be wherever anybody has a piece of property, it's sort of like Craigslist, right? I mean, you just put your zip code or your city name in and find out who's hanging out there.
That's right. Yeah, we specifically focus on office space, Jim, and that's how we'll continue to grow and scale nationally, and then we'll expand into the other segments, including industrial and retail space.
Right, and commercial, where you do in the commercial space, that kind of thing, warehouse and stuff like that?
That's correct.
Good. Well, I think, is there anybody else? Have you got any competitors out there? Who else is doing this?
Nobody else is doing a demand-driven marketplace like ours.
Yeah.
The closest thing is Craigslist, where you can post a wanted ad. However, our software is very sophisticated, and it really helps businesses guide them through the process in selecting what amenities are important to them.
Right.
And that's what businesses have told us, is that's what's important, is the right fit for their business.
Can I recommend you also offer some tutorials on how to tell people how to rent stuff? Because I've got commercial property. I get phone calls from people, and I can tell right away they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at a piece of property that's ready to be customized for them, and they want me to tell them what the rent is, right? Well, I can't tell you what the rent is till you tell me how you want it customized.
That's right, and that's what our website attempts to do and does well, is because landlord reps tell us all the time that the quality of the tenants come in through Crelo and tenant reps are very good because they know what they want.
That'd be a great service for you to provide. Crelo.com, Crelow.com. Is that the website?
That's right.
Okay, Crelow. We'll come back. I'm going to ask the guys, how's the industry doing after these messages? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.